Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, a wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret, the hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs.
Today's drama, Death Coils to Strike. Playing that same record over and over again?
No, Bill.
Well, shut that thing off a second and come in here, will you, baby? I want to talk to you.
All right, Bill. Yes?
Sit down, Maria. Now, over here next to me. That's it. What's the matter, baby? What is it?
Nothing, Bill.
You haven't been acting like yourself since we came to the States, Maria.
I have felt strange since we left South America.
Yes, I've noticed.
Very strange.
Now, you got to quit thinking about the jungle and all that, Maria. We're not in a South American engineering camp anymore. We're here in the good old USA.
I know.
Well, then try to act more civilized, will you, baby? Don't just lie around like that and listen to that crazy music on the Victrola.
All right, Bill.
And Maria.
Yes.
Do me a favor, will you, baby? Take off those anklets and all that native jewelry. Those coils, they give me the creeps.
The creeps?
Yeah, I don't know. They remind me of snakes. To stop playing that record. Maria! Maria! Oh. Get yourself locked in that room. He's playing that fool music over and over. Maria! Maria! What are you doing? Quit that, will you? Stop it! Stop that, Maria!
Yeah. Oh, dear. I was only dancing.
Well, what kind of dancing is that? Wriggling and slithering around like that. It's crazy, Maria. You've got to stop it.
You're upset. You look at me like something is the matter.
Something's happening to you. I don't know what it is, but it's been coming over you ever since we left South America.
You do not love me anymore. Is that it, Bill?
Of course I love you, baby. Of course I do. But just that you've been acting so funny lately.
You still love me?
I said I did.
Then come here.
Now, look, Maria.
Come here and kiss me, Bill.
No.
Come here, Bill.
Maria, don't wind your arms around my neck like that. Don't.
Kiss me?
No, Maria, let me go. Let me go!
It's the whole story, Mr. Cranston, Miss Lane. I know it sounds a little peculiar, but it is the truth.
It is sort of a new assignment, isn't it, Lamar?
Yes, I don't think I've ever before been asked to help locate a snake.
It's a little more than just that, Mr. Cranston. You see, ever since I've been curator of the zoo, I've tried to build up the reptile house. This morning I received 7 new species in South America. Among them was a small and very deadly snake called a cascabel.
Cascabel?
Yes. And when we took the crates out of the truck this afternoon, we did not find the cascabel.
The snake had escaped.
Yes, Miss Lane. Somewhere between the dock and the zoo, it's a rather isolated neighborhood. It was there that the driver had to swerve to miss an oncoming car and almost overturn.
And you think that's when the snake slipped out of its crate and escaped?
Yes. Naturally, I sent my assistant Marlin right out for search. But it has been almost 4 hours now, and I haven't heard a word from him.
You think that perhaps Mr. Marlin found the snake, and in trying to capture him...
was bitten fatally? Very possibly, Miss Lane. I don't want to call in the police yet. The news that the poisonous snake is loose might cause unnecessary panic.
I think you're right. Will you be able to help us search, Doctor?
By all means.
Good. Come on, Margaret. It's almost dark now. We'd better get started immediately.
Maria, come here.
What is it, Bill?
I've got to talk to you, Maria. I've got something I have to say to you.
What is it you have to say?
Now, look, Maria. This isn't easy for you or for me. But something's been happening to you. I don't know exactly what it is. I just know why it is.
Why it is?
Because of Billy and the way he was killed.
What do you mean?
That's the reason for this change coming over you. The thing in the jungle that killed our son, that's responsible.
The thing that killed our son is responsible?
Yes.
You promised me we would never have to talk about it.
We know it was a snake that killed Billy. We didn't want to say it, but we know it was a snake, don't we?
Yes, it was a snake.
And it's been preying on your mind. You've been thinking about it, brooding about it, haven't you?
Yes.
It's been in your conscience, in your heart.
Yes.
Well, you've got to stop it, Maria. You've got to stop it. It's doing something to you. It's changing you in a terrible way.
No, Bill,
yes,
no.
It is. It's making you act different and look different. Why, it's changing you into it. Go ahead, Bill. Get back in your room, Maria. I'll get rid of him, whoever it is.
Bill.
Go back in your room. We can't let anyone see you. Quickly, Maria. Yes?
My name is Marlin. Ralph Marlin.
Yes?
I'm sorry to trouble you, but I wonder if you can help me.
What is it?
I know this sounds odd, but it's about a snake.
A snake?
It's escaped. Terribly negligent of us, I know, but it simply got lost, and we're quite sure it's around here in the neighborhood somewhere.
It is, huh?
Yes, I'm sure it's around here somewhere. You see, it's an import from South America. And
South America?
Yes. It's called a cascabel. Not a large snake. A female. Soft brown color. Even markings.
How did you find out?
What did you say?
I said, how did you find out?
Well, I don't know what you mean, but there's no reason to be alarmed. The female cascabel is poisonous.
Shut up!
Well, no. Please, there's no reason to get excited. If you don't have the snake,
but I do have it. But you'll never get it.
My throat.
Get head. Oh, my. I don't know how you found out, but you're not going to tell me about this. Let me go. Let me go. Nobody's going to find out about Maria. Nobody.
What time is it now, Mr. Kenson?
It's almost 7, Dr. Rittenhouse. I'm searching for almost 2 hours now.
It would be almost impossible to find a small snake now that it's dark, wouldn't it, Doctor?
Yes, Miss Lane. Someone on his block should have seen my assistant, Marlin.
If he had found the snake and had been fatally bitten, someone in this neighborhood would at least have heard him cry out or something.
Mr. Kenson, I've got to get back to the zoo. I'm going to notify the authorities.
All right, Doctor. Margot and I will look for a little longer.
Fine. Check back with me later on.
Yes, as soon as we find something.
Good night. Thank you both very much.
Good night,
good
Doctor.
Doctor.
What do you think, Lamont?
There's a possibility Marlin will be back at the zoo by the time Dr. Rittenhouse gets there.
If not?
Looks pretty bad. People don't just vanish into thin air.
No, that's it. Walter?
Music played on an East Indian flute.
It's coming from that house right there, Lamont.
Yeah, it's one of the two we haven't been to yet. I don't think we'd better put off visiting this house any longer. Come on, Margot, up the steps.
An East Indian? Well, this is a strange neighborhood, isn't it?
Look. Look at the name played on the door, Margot.
R.H. Hazar. Personal Consultant.
An expensive-sounding fortune teller. Mr. Hassar's undoubtedly a very high-class swami.
You mean like an East Indian fakir?
Fakir, yes, Margot. Probably in more ways than one. Yes. Mr. Hassar?
That is correct.
We're doing some investigating, Mr. Hassan. A truck from the zoo was carrying some reptiles by here this afternoon when one escaped.
A snake escaped?
The assistant curator of the zoo was supposed to have been searching this neighborhood for the past 6 hours, but he's disappeared.
He's disappeared?
Yes. We were wondering if you knew anything about it.
Well, no, I know nothing.
You haven't seen a man making inquiries around the neighborhood?
I have seen no one.
I see. Mr. Hassar, we heard some music just a few minutes ago. I could have sworn it was an East Indian flute, the kind used to charm snakes.
You were mistaken. I play the music, yes, but I play it only for my own amusement. Now, if you will pardon me,
Mr. Hassar,
I'm busy. Good night. But...
Well, that was a sudden exit. What do we do now, Lamar?
I think we'll go next door, Margot. That's the last house on the block. If we don't find anything there, we'll be back to see Mr. R.H. Hassar again.
All right, Maria, help me get him over to the basement door.
You killed this man, dear?
I had to. He found out.
He shouldn't have done it.
I tell you, I had to. He knew about you.
He knew about me?
Yes.
Oh, Bill.
Don't worry, Maria. We're going away. We're going to go where nobody will see you. I'll carry him the rest of the way.
But he will be missed soon, and then the police will start asking questions.
The police will never find this guy. We're going to bury him down here in the basement.
All right, Bill. There is a shovel down here. I will help you dig.
Yeah, put him down here. There. Now, let's see. There's a pick around here somewhere. What's the matter?
Look. There in the basement window.
What are you looking in at? Come on, Maria. We got to get out of here.
But the man, we cannot leave the body.
We got to. We got to get upstairs and stall him off. Come on, Maria. You can't stay down there. Come on, baby. Upstairs, quick.
Basement door is open, Margo.
You think we ought to just break in this way, Lamar?
We know there's someone down here, and yet they didn't answer their front doorbell.
Maybe they couldn't hear the bell.
Maybe they don't want people to see what they're hiding in the cellar. Come on, quiet.
They must have gone upstairs again without a sound.
Good chance to look around.
It's as black as pitch down here.
Too bad we haven't the flash.
I don't like this, Lamar. I have a feeling there's something down here. But... Come on.
What's the matter?
My foot touched something.
Good Lord.
It's a man's body.
Yes. Body of a man. Might very well be Marlin, Dr. Rittenhouse's assistant. We...
What is it? Kind of rust.
Hissing sound.
Coming from that corner. Come on, look.
I see.
Eyes staring at us. Hold it, Mark. Is it a snake?
Looks like it, Margot. Looks very much like a snake.
Discovered the body of the assistant curator of the zoo in the cellar of a house, only to look up into the gleaming eyes of the deadly snake. They are standing in fixed horror when suddenly...
Come quickly, Margo. Someone's firing at us.
Oh,
no. Running footsteps. They either lost their nerve or just wanted to scare us.
There they go. Look through the window there.
Yes.
Someone running across the lawn toward Mr. Hazard's house.
I see. Very anxious for us not to find this body. Did I light a match? Snake, Margot. It's gone.
Certainly not down here now.
No, it must have been frightened away by the shot.
Lamont,
wanted a snake?
I don't know, Ma. All I could see were the eyes. Somehow they looked almost human.
Mark, what terrible kind of thing have we gotten ourselves into?
Something a lot stranger than we thought at first, certainly. Come upstairs, darling.
What did I do?
First, we're going to notify Commissioner Weston that we found Marlin's body. Then search this apparently empty house from top to bottom.
And if we find that it really is empty?
I'm going back and pay a visit to Mr. Hussar. This time as the shadow.
Still down in the basement.
I ran away. Someone was shooting.
Yeah, that was me. I saw the two of them in the basement looking at the body.
You saw it?
Yeah. I had to distract their attention somehow.
I know.
Got them out of the basement anyway. Now we can go back and get the body. We'll put them in the car and we'll get out of town.
No, Bill.
What do you mean?
I am not going back down there.
Come on, babe. You can't stay here. Somebody's liable to find you.
No.
I said come on.
Let me go, Peter.
That's the only way, Maria, believe me.
Let go of my wrist.
I told you to come on.
And I told you to let me go.
Oh, my head. You bit me.
I bit you. Yes.
My head. She bit me. Head.
Are you in there? Maria! answer me. For the love of heaven, answer me.
I wish Lamont would come. I hate waiting out here.
There you are,
Lamont. Oh, Lamont, where have you been? I've been waiting out here for you for 10 minutes.
I think I've got the answer to this whole wild business, Lamont.
You have? Did you see Mr. Hazard, Mr. Shadow?
Yes, Margot. He may be involved. It's more complicated than that.
More complicated?
I can't explain now, Margot. I want you to wait here for Commissioner Weston. He should be here any minute.
And you?
I'm going to find the killer, Margot. And the missing snake. Unless I'm very much surprised, the Shadow will find them both together.
What are you doing in my garage?
Your garage? Your garage? So you're the one...
What are you talking about?
You're the one who captured her. You put her in that hamper. You hid her in there.
Why? I don't know what you mean.
No? There's something in that hamper.
The sound is if there is something in the hamper.
You bet it does. And you put her in there, didn't you? Didn't you?
Well, I... thought it would be safer.
You thought it would be safer, huh? You didn't believe things like this could happen.
Why, I'd never seen anything like it before. I thought if I put it in the hamper...
You thought. You're going to get her out. You hear? You're going to take her out of that hamper.
Oh, no. No, I will be bitten.
You will be bitten. I've already been bitten. Now open that hamper.
Put that gun away,
please. Open it.
Don't shoot me.
I said open it.
Pop that gun.
But he knocked the gun out of my hand.
The Shadow, Bill.
Shadow. He was afraid to open the hamper, Shadow. But I'm not.
Bill.
I'll let Maria out. I'll set her free.
Stay away from that hamper.
I'll let you out, little Maria. I'll let you out.
Don't touch that hamper, Bill. There's a poisonous snake in there.
There you are, little Maria. I got you
now. Put it down before you're killed.
Sweet little Maria.
Put it down.
No. No! You killed her, Shadow. You killed
Maria. No, Bill. No one has killed Maria. Only the snake is dead. Its poison is gone forever. Now you must extract the poison from your mind.
My mind?
Yes, Bill. A poison that made you believe the terrible things about Maria.
No. It's true. It's true. She was changing. I saw it myself. She was turning into it before my eyes. She was turning.
No, Bill, it's not true. That picture of Maria was only a terrible distortion of your imagination.
Snake?
There was only one snake. And it lies there now, dead at your feet.
It was Maria you talked to after you went to see Mr. Hazard, the Shadow, Lamont.
Yes, Margot, I found her out in the garage. I got most of the story.
I don't understand. If Maria was perfectly all right, what made Bill think she was turning into some sort of reptile?
He received a terrible shock when his son died, Margot. Young Billy was killed by a poison snake outside their mining camp in South America.
Terrible.
Tragedy twisted Bill's mind. By the time they came back to this country, he began to read snake-like qualities into every act and gesture his wife made.
But I still don't understand just what Mr. Hazard and Swami had to do with the whole thing.
Well, Mr. Hazard found the snake in his garage. He hid it in the hamper, hoping to collect a handsome reward for it.
What's going to happen to Bill?
Well, Margot, when the state takes all the facts in Bill's case into consideration, I think they'll hand down a lenient verdict.
The Shadow knows.